Good morning, I'm Vin Abenew. The Asbury Park Board of Education will reportedly discuss the future of head high school football coach Nick Fumularo, who was found partially naked at the football field hours before a playoff game earlier this month. Robert Ward is on the agenda to be appointed acting head coach through December 15th. The board will also discuss the removal of assistant head coach Matt Artizzoni as head high school wrestling coach as well. The president of the Asbury Park Education Association calls that action a witch hunt against Artizzoni and athletic director Mark Urbino, who is currently suspended. A former Long Branch police officer charged in May for allegedly running a meth lab at his home has now pled guilty. The New Jersey State Police Hazmat Unit found everything needed to run a methamphetamine lab in the basement and a shed on the property. Christopher Walls will be sentenced in January and faces 10 years in prison with a two-year period of parole ineligibility. Accounting professionals in New Jersey are telling Phil Murphy what his top priorities should be in his second term as New Jersey governor.
New Jersey Society of CPAs Executive Director Ralph Albert Thomas says reducing property taxes was cited the most in their survey of more than 900 certified public accountants.
We're losing seniors and particularly young professionals.
CPAs call for consolidation of services among towns and decoupling school taxes from property taxes. Next up, they call for an audit of state agencies for overspending and waste. In the area of infrastructure, they recommend eliminating all toll plazas and converting to a completely electronic system. I'm Dino Flamia.
We have a clearer picture of the gender wage gap in New Jersey. Bruce Bergman with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says in 2020, full-time women in New Jersey had median weekly earnings of $1,041.
And that was 82.2%. of men's.
But he says that these numbers don't necessarily mean that men are making more money in the same job. Women are underrepresented in higher paid positions, such as management. New Jersey's sports betting industry continues to set new highs as it broke its own national record in October for the highest amount of bets in a single month, eclipsing $1.3 billion. In September, the figure was just more than $1 billion in bets. Nearly $1.2 billion of the $1.3 was wagered online. Figures released by the State Division of Gaming Enforcement show the casinos and racetracks collectively won nearly $450 million last month, including in-person and online gambling and sports betting. So far in 2021, New Jersey has taken in nearly $8.5 billion worth of sports bets. A new AAA survey of New Jersey drivers finds COVID concerns have dropped dramatically, and more people are ready to hit the road or take to the skies this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
AAA is projecting that almost 1.3 million New Jersey residents will travel over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, says Mid-Atlantic spokeswoman Tracy Noble.
And that is just shy of the record number of Thanksgiving holiday travels that we saw in 2019.
Only 6% of Jersey residents feel holiday travel poses a significant risk for COVID compared to 34% last year. 35% of those polled say gas prices have played a role in their decision not to travel. The New Jersey gas price average sits at $3.45 a gallon.
And that is up $1.24 compared to where prices were this time last year.
Air travel jumps more than 80% this year compared to last. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
The Middletown Veterans Affairs Committee hung American flags from the Red Hill Road Bridge over the Garden State Parkway Wednesday, the first group to be approved under the Turnpike Authority's new flag policy. According to NJ.com, the policy was created after the Turnpike Authority removed flags, including those which had been on overpasses in Woodbridge since 9/11, calling them a distraction. A new bill that cleared a first Senate hurdle could lead to stores being fined $200 for every piece of fruit or vegetable that they call local if it's grown outside New Jersey. Ed Wingren of the Farm Bureau says the bill at least starts a discussion about honesty in advertising.
People being lazy. A little bit in the supermarket, stuff comes in, put it on the shelf, move it out, and not paying attention to their own promotional materials. And we think that's dishonest for the customers.
Cold weather early last spring meant farmers in the South got a late start planting. Their products hit the market around the same time as local ones, leading to problems for Jersey farmers, in turn leading to the proposed bill. I'm Vin Abenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.